to our special guest, Walter Crockett, who's going to do some songs for you. He's a wonderful songwriter and singer. Please give him a huge welcome, okay?
Hey, hey. It's a privilege to be here. I always get scared as hell at these things. I don't know why. I don't get scared if I'm with my own act or something, but an open mic, nothing's more frightening. It's very hard to figure out who you are at an open mic. You know, your center is very difficult, and with every act, it changes too. You know, everyone you see. Mike's songs were really kind of spoke to me because my wife, 32 years, just died last month, and so this is the first time I think, except for last night when I did an open mic to prepare for tonight, this is the first time I've played by myself, I think, in that long time. And you do take your memories with you too, so. So here's a song about being depressed. I wrote it back before she died, back in August, to get myself out of it. Another package of fruitless wishes, another bundle of failed ambitions, and there's a parcel of prayers for the man upstairs. Return, address unknown. So here I sit with my big open mouth. What the heck am I supposed to do now? If there was someone to call, I'd pick up the phone, but I know nobody's home. I used to think that I could find true north, read all the books and took the online course. Now I'm drifting south to parts unknown. But I know I'll find a way. You'll see someday, I'll find a way to get back home. Way too much for a man to lose now. It's way too much for a man to lose now. A case of love and a six pack of blues now. The dogs and you and the kids and my guitar. Not necessarily in that order. So I'll just watch for the sun to shine. Wait for my soul to reboot my mind. Fate knocks me down, I'll come back for more. Well, maybe, kinda, or sorta. Jesus says, Buddha, you must believe. Buddha's like, be here now, just breathe. Either one I try, I get them wrong. But I know I'll find a way. You can sing that if you want. You'll see someday. I'll find a way. Get back home. Well, Jesus says, Muhammad, turn the other cheek, man. Buddha's all fine, but do not seek, man. Sometimes I like to catch these cats alone. I'd show them I'll find a way. You'll see someday. I'll find a way to get back home. I'll find a way. You'll see someday. I'll find a way to get back home. Get back home. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was nice singing, too. She said I could do a couple, three songs, so I took that to be a three. I can never see these things without my glasses. These tuners are great, except you lose your whole stage persona when you put glasses on, you know? One would might say, well, shouldn't you just sharpen your ears instead of sharpen your eyes when you're trying to tune up? And one would be correct, yes. So here's a song I wrote. Went to some conference once, and all my family was home, and I got all depressed, and I wrote this depressing song, and I made it about a broken-hearted love. And so I just changed one word in this one to kind of bring it up to date, and that word I changed from never to always. So when you come to always, it used to be never. You're gone, stubborn heart, won't move on, stubborn love, won't let go. Arms with these hands in this bed, in this sand, I held on. Let go, feeling low. Sooner I put some miles between this place, the river that rolls into my dreams, the longer I'll have to find the time to face. Your heart was never, but your heart was always what it seemed. I'm sorry, can I do that whole bridge? The sooner I put some miles between this place and the river that rolls into my dreams, the longer I'll have to find the time to face. Your heart was always what it seemed to me. You can play your own solo to this one. Your song, stubborn eyes,
rivers won't flow. Feeling low. Stubborn love won't let go.
Thank you. I don't think that song's been played in public before. We might have tried it once with a band, but I never had the voice to carry over a whole band too well. So. Whenever you're going to play two songs in a row with the same key, it's always good to do what Jay McShann did, which is at the end of the previous song, play like in E flat. Even though every single song on an album I have by him, he does that in E flat, and it kind of, it's an astringent, and it makes you forget that you were back in the same key again. So here's one more song I'll do, and I appreciate the indulgence. How many of you people have ever smoked opium? Oh, jeez.
Wait, I hate to be the only one in the room. Thank you.
Is that right? This is terrible.
Here we go, a couple of Vietnam guys there.
Some people have all the fun, I tell you. Well, I never have, but I used it as a pickup line early on in life. The night, actually, I met... my wife, which was like 32 years ago, I was playing a spree day at Clark University in a very popular band in Worcester. And she was in the audience, and I went and talked to her and everything. And then later on, I said, hey, do you want to go smoke some opium? There wasn't any opium, as it turned out. It was like hash oil or something. And we didn't have any of the stuff to smoke it with anyway. But it worked out pretty well. And this kind of story, I think I wrote this about 4 or 5 years into our marriage, which would be about 1985 or 4 or something. Might have been earlier than that. It's called Silken Strings. If you would sing along with this, that would help too. On a balmy April evening, as the sun was sinking low, and the band was really cooking, and the crowd was letting go, she was dancing on a hillside when he moved to catch her eye. And realized he didn't have to try. He said, excuse me, are you tripping? Or do you always smile that way? That's the true line. First she burst out laughing, and then she blushed and turned away. And he knew then he could love her, though he did not know her name. Something told him she might feel the same. Play on those silken strings, play on, play on. Play on the golden ties that bind. Play on my heartstrings, please play on. Play on till the day we leave this play behind. So they set out in search of opium, but he'd forgot his pipe, and she'd misplaced her papers, so they drove around half the night in and up at Mario and Louie's, where he played up all of his songs. So they sang together all night long. silken strings. Play on, play on, play on the golden ties that bind. Play on my heartstrings, please. Play on, play on, till the day we leave this play behind. Well, it was maybe 2 years later that he took her for his wife, and she bought him a brand new guitar, and they lived the gypsy life. In the bars and the pubs and the taverns, they would sing and play and dance. His life ain't got no meaning if you never take a chance. And they dreamed of going together when both were old and gray, have themselves a family when the first child came to stay. And if they never made a fortune, and if they only got along, still they had each other for a song. Play on those silken strings, play on, play on, play on the golden ties that bind. Play on my heartstrings, please. Play on, till the day we leave this play behind. Play on those silken strings, play on, play on the golden ties that bind. Play on my heartstrings, please. Play on, you may not be the first one, but you will be the last one, till the day we leave this play behind.
Walter Crockett. Thank you so much, Walter. Just amazing.